I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Bulls are off and running. And Dan and Jason Bernstein are here to keep you up to date with the Stampede. You're listening to Organizations Win Championships.
Welcome to episode 770 of Organizations Win Championships and Odyssey 2400 Sports Podcast. Dan Bernstein, Jason Bernstein, our producer, James Jackson. Happy April 1st, rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. And I promise no goofy April Fool's wacky podcast bits.
I already got them today.
What do you mean got me?
No, I just said Patrick Williams is gonna be coming back this season, and you
I said and, what?
And you sounded like you believe me, and then I just said April Fool's no, bitch.
No, you said then, April Fool's get effed.
Oh.
Is what you said. For no apparent reason, completely gratuitously. So
this is what I can do that other people can't do to Dan Bernstein.
That is actually what,
which
you
is
said.
Why we do this.
But that wasn't even a clever.
Who cares?
Yeah, I don't. So if he's coming back, if he's not coming back. Whatever. And I even
damn
I even,
that sucks that you think it's whatever if he is or isn't.
Well,
shows what's going on with him.
But I didn't even believe you.
It sounded like it.
I just said what.
You said, wait, this season or contract-wise?
No, I said this season. You said it sounds like he's coming back, and I thought as a restricted free agent, maybe it meant you heard that they were going to make him an offer or something.
Got to know what date.
Oh, my God.
You got to know the date.
No, it's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
So, here's where the Bulls are. This is going to function as a bit of a pregame show for those of you getting set to take in.
Pre-pregame.
Whatever you want it to be. Right, we don't want to interrupt the actual score pregame because then we'd be cannibalizing the audience.
Or the NBCSN one with Jason and Kendall.
Yeah, but I'm more concerned about the score because that's where I work.
That's ignorant.
No, it's not ignorant. Ignorant of what?
Jason and Kendall and Will.
That's not what ignorant
means. They're
your guys. But that's not what ignorant means.
Ugh, God damn it.
Ignorant means you're not aware of something. It means you're ignoring something.
Just like it's I'm
the,
ignoring
the word like ignore this. Is in ignorant.
Just like this.
The Bulls are 36 and 39. They are still ninth in the NBA East. And before last night's game, I thought tonight's game was going to take on even more importance because I had it penciled in as a loss against Minnesota. But with this team, we should learn by now that you can't really do that. Because if you told me they had four coming up, Washington, Indiana, Brooklyn, Minnesota.
We would have thought they would go 2-2.
Right.
But completely the other way around. If we were to have predicted these games, we would have gone 0-4.
Correct. But the point being that they should have, if they could consistently play to their abilities or to their capabilities.
Capabilities, because their abilities are meh.
the overall ability ends up meh. Right.
You are why they're ninth in the East.
You are what your record says you are. But they should have beaten Washington, because everybody should beat Washington. Everybody should beat Washington by 20. And Brooklyn only won because they sort of made every three and the Bulls seemed to stop.
Yeah, Dennis Schroeder was
bombing. My God, all of them. Everybody on that team was hitting everything. But they still didn't put a hand up, and they almost made it fait accompli that some of those were going to go. Like, I guess they're making these tonight. And they ended up losing to Brooklyn. So last night, the Bulls were 9-point dogs at tip-off against Minnesota. And
just took it to them.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought they were going to piss it away late, and they didn't. I would have been certain that
special
thing was going
to
go
shout
the
out
way
to
late.
Alex Caruso for his performance. My Lord, hey. He was on one.
Hey.
And also, that pass by Vooch was pretty sick.
The volleyball pass?
Yeah, that was nice. As much as he pisses me off, that was pretty sweet.
He played well, and he was hitting twos, he was hitting threes, and he was shooting threes decisively. I don't mind that.
Right, even if he misses, I'd rather him not hesitate. It just looks better. It's within the offense. It makes sense. And while we're talking about big men, I think it's important to just give a special shout out to DJ Burns, because he's just the best.
Just because.
Yeah. He's the best. He's like college Andre Drummond in a way. Just like fun to watch. He doesn't have any laugh out loud fails.
He's
like
not
Drummond
as funny.
Does, but he's cute.
He's not as
I want a body size 6'9", 275 pound stuffed animal of DJ Burns.
That's a big stuffed animal. That's a big body pillow is what that is. So the Bulls are ninth. Atlanta is 10th. The Bulls are 36-39. Atlanta 34-40. The Bulls hold the tiebreaker. So they're in a decent position. What are you pointing to? Doug McDermott?
Yes.
Why are you pointing to a picture of Doug McDermott?
Bulls.
The defensive accessory wall?
Yeah. I don't know. I just saw Doug McDermott's face.
Well, because every day on whatever this is, it's part of Immaculate Grid, and they put up NBA and WNBA players.
Those aren't
basketball reference. I know, but they do that as if to show how the game works. Do you play Immaculate Grid?
Yeah, every day.
You do?
Yes, I do all the daily games, all the New York Times stuff. I do Hoop Grids, Le Connection, everything. Everything.
Read a book.
You need to leave me alone.
No, I don't. And what book did I get? I gave you a basketball book. I gave you a basketball book to read. And you won't even read that. Read a book. You're going to be a communications major. Can you read? No. Seriously. You sit there on your phone with your nose in your phone playing all these dumbass games. Read a damn book. So the bottom line is the Bulls are in a decent position with a win tonight to pretty much salt this away. And yes, you know what that does? It clinches home court advantage in the first play-in.
Wee. If they win tonight, you're saying?
Yeah. It doesn't really clinch it, but it effectively does. Although they do finish with three against the Knicks. Although maybe by then...
And one against the Magic.
The Knicks. Yeah, but the thing is, you usually would say about a team, well, maybe they don't have anything to play for, but they're locked in a battle for the 3-4 seed. With Cleveland, they're trying to hold off Orlando. Indiana's tight in there as well. And it's Tibbs, so you know they're going to play really hard the whole time. So that kind of sucks. But either way, with Trae Young out...
I kind of just want the season to be over.
Already? You're already just wanting the season to be over?
Dad, we're, what, 74 games into the season?
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of want it to be over.
Just getting started.
No. I already want the White Sox season to be over. That's what I have to say.
Seconded. But every time I...
Oh, my goodness.
You talk about...
Jerry Reinsdorf, I am sorry. You put all your eggs into that basket, and you failed.
You know how they talk about the idea of a phantom limb when someone loses a leg, and yet they still feel as if within their brain that the missing... limb is still there because it's common. I have that with the White Sox when I'm flipping channels, like there's a Cubs game on, and I reflexively check in on how the Sox are doing. And like, why am I doing this?
They're unwatchable. Every single game they've played, it's even if it hasn't, it's been so gray outside. My mind puts a green screen on the sky no matter what to make it pouring rain. Eloy is already hurt. Moncada hit one off the shin. And
there's
Luis Robert is the only guy that can do anything, but he's either can get hurt or traded. So,
or abducted by aliens.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's no one there. And you hear, like, they turn the crowd mic way up. So you hear some guy yelling, "Beer, beer," and another guy going, "You suck." So it's just
like AFC Richmond. I just want everyone to point at the entire Sox roster and go, "Wanka."
What did Chris Getz call him that? But he said, he said he doesn't like the team. I don't either.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, join us. Bulls lose to Washington. I don't know what to say about that game other than it was just absolute horseshit. It was horrendous. I don't know what they were doing. I don't know why they were doing it. It barely even fit the definition of basketball. And then they kick Indiana's ass. They hit a bunch of shots. What did they win by, 26?
I thought it was 18 or I don't know.
I'm sitting here with Basketball Reference open in front of me, and I'm asking you. Why am I asking you?
Because you're a dumbass.
Why am I asking you?
No, he looks at the camera. Why am I asking you? That's the tone. You messed up the tone.
You're mansplaining Blazing Saddles to me?
Yes, of course. Who wouldn't?
Well, you shouldn't.
Oh, it was 26.
It was. See, I was right. It was 26 points.
Do this whole podcast by yourself. See you guys.
No, nah, you wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't do that.
DeMar DeRozan.
Because it would suck if I wasn't here.
27. Nikola Vucevic, 22 points, 12 boards.
Yeah, Andre. And Vucevic's plus minus was only a plus two because he's so bad at defense.
And Andre Drummond, in 17 minutes, had 14 points and 11 rebounds.
And a plus 23.
Made 4 of 5 of his free throws, had 3 assists and 3 steals. His steals are, if you really have to watch because of how sneaky his hands
look at
are.
This. Look at this right here.
What? Javante Green,
plus 26
in 19 minutes plus.
The GOAT.
He was a plus 26. So they lose at Brooklyn. And then last night was actually a fascinating basketball game.
Great.
It was a great game.
They played basketball.
That's a start, right? They shot 42 of 80, including 17 of 29 from three.
Shoot more.
29 is not enough if you made 17. Yeah, I agree with you. But
I mean, 17 made threes is a lot.
It's pretty good. Io was terrific once again. And I don't know what more can be said. Caruso is out of his damn fool mind. He was all of his field goal attempts were threes.
Oh,
he made, yes. He made 7 of 8, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 steals to go with his 21 points. And something I hadn't seen before, he posted a picture of it. He blew out his shoe.
Mm-hmm. And he said, if anybody has a pair of these, let me know.
What
size
are they?
13.
Kobe, they're a special Kobe 4.
Kobe something. Kobes are so rare. I've been looking
Rare?
They discontinued them for a while. I don't know if it was after he passed away or after he retired. And they just started manufacturing them again. I've been trying to get my hands on a pair of Kobe 6s forever, but they're way too expensive.
Like how much? Let me guess.
For a pair of Grinches.
What, like, is a Grinch?
It's a colorway.
Okay.
Or the Think Pink.
For you to say too expensive, like that, my guess is, because you're fairly reasonable when it comes to money, my guess is they're
$300. $400 to $500, at least.
Ooh, at least. Yes, that's capital T too expensive.
Yes.
Because you're not really a collector. You play in the shoes that you have.
Correct.
And the fact is,
I kind of collect, but I get more practical. I care a lot about the performance, but the novelty of a Kobe is pretty cool. However, I'm not willing to pay that much money for it.
Yeah, but you don't have like a closet full of shoes
I have 3 pairs of basketball shoes.
But don't you play in most of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a pair of D Roses that are kind of my outdoor shoes because they're high tops, and I don't trust outdoor floors, and it's a hard rubber bottom, so it prevents me from rolling my ankle, and it also has a really good, it holds up well. I have these and one, like the premium and ones that are actually really solid, but not as good as these new Under Armours that I got a few weeks ago that have flow foam technology. I don't know what it is. They don't squeak at all, but I mean, sometimes they stop too hard and I'm worried about getting hurt that way. Dad, they can't see that I have dry skin on my lips.
It's not dry skin. It's spit. You got like a spit bubble. Quit it. Do not wet Willy me. Do not.
I can't. You're wearing headphones.
Oh, yeah. Good. That's why I should wear them all the time. All right. The injury report.
I was about to say something, and I chose not to, and I'm very glad.
The injury report for the
I would have been canceled.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sadiq Bey out for the season. Kobe Bufkin questionable for tonight. AJ Griffin out for tonight. Muhammad Gueve is out. Jalen Johnson questionable for tonight. Onyeka Okongwu is out.
Oh, they should beat the crap out of them.
Wait a second. What name is always one that should give Bulls fans pause?
Bogdanovich.
Yes. But the name Bogdanovich should terrify you to the depths of your soul.
I just want a Bogdanovich. It's like the Bulls. I want a Bogdanovich on the Bulls. It'll feel like a child almost. Like, yes.
If the Bulls got one, he'd be bad. It just would. It would be like the
it.
Yes. Well, no, I'm trying to be politically correct. We don't know what pronoun this theoretical Bogdanovich would use. And members of theoretical Bogdanovich.
Dad, it's NBA basketball.
Yes?
I'm sorry.
What?
With all due respect to women's basketball, I don't think woman would play in the NBA.
I didn't say a woman. It could be someone who's gender fluid. Not it, a they. Someone. Well, a person who would.
I really hope Iowa wins the women's basketball tournament, by the way, because Caitlin Clark is better than everybody else.
I thought you said Iowa. You're saying
Io DeSumo, if he played in women's basketball, he would win the
NBA. What time? I think 6 o'clock is when the Iowa LSU game starts.
That's a big game.
So, like, at about halftime, we'll flip over. As I said earlier today on The Score, the ideal outcome for tonight's Iowa LSU game is Kim Mulkey falls into an open sewer and is never heard from again.
And Caitlin Clark drops 50.
I don't care who wins the game. But if like Kim Mulkey spontaneously combusts and just
what happened? She would have to hold in her farts, according to South Park.
Is that what happens?
You spontaneously combust if you hold in your farts.
I didn't see that. Did I see that one?
It was a very early one.
I probably saw it then. It's more likely if it's an early one that I saw it.
I don't know. I wasn't born yet, but I saw it. I saw it in the womb.
Whatever we could do. Which womb? The TV womb? anything we could do to rid us of the scourge that has been Kim Mulkey would be my strong preference.
I don't like her face.
I don't mind if she wants to wear her personality on her sleeve or wear feathers on her sleeve. I just know that the most miserable thing in the world would be for her team to lose. So I'm rooting for that.
Fair play.
Does that make sense?
Fair play.
And the fact that she is now a self-styled media critic, when I thought Kent Babb's article was completely fair, and I actually thought that if people tend to appreciate, respect, and like her, they would find a lot of things in the interview that would allow them to feel the same way that they always have. I thought it was very even-handed and extremely well-reported. And I'm glad
that's how media should be.
Well, it's how Kent Babb has always been. I'm certainly glad she called attention to it. That LA Times column, however, real bad. And I actually agree with Kim Mulkey about some of the inherent racism in that column. But that's not why you called. Why you did was the secret weapon that the Bulls signed to a 10-day contract. And Jason, it's sort of like in the movie Castaway. He's been marking down each day of the Javonte Green 10-day contract. Are we on day 9?
We're on day 10.
So this could be it. What if they that's okay. It'll be okay. It'll maybe they could sign to another one, and then they could then they would have to announce their signing for the remainder of the season. But
they better sign to another one. Otherwise, I'm going to go to I almost said House Hall. I'm gonna go to the United Center and just storm into AK's office.
His office isn't at United Center, it's at the Advocate Center. So you can go to United Center and you could march around looking for AK's office with your torch and your pitchfork, and they could say, well, he's not here. And then you cross the street where his office is and deal with
it. Do you have to be such a prick all the time? Oh,
absolutely I do. Wait, you need to answer that? Come on. You know better than that. But Javonte has been
the GOAT.
He's been awesome. And he's been doing – it's like he knows tonight in the role of Javonte Green – Javonte Green
running dunk and block and stuff.
He's made some threes. He's cutting away from the ball, cutting off. It's just it's all good stuff.
Like, why don't we just put his brain inside of Patrick Williams' head and do some get out stuff?
The coagula procedure.
Yeah. You look like you were made from a coagula procedure.
But then whose brain was put in my head? Who would nobody would
trying not to be mean.
Who would want to limp around in this body? Especially
Stephen Hawking,
as currently constructed. No, believe me, he would be happier the way he was. Trust me.
On Epstein's Island.
What?
He never was? Yes. You never heard about that?
No. Stephen Hawking?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Or was there that pictures of it?
It was AI, probably.
No. It's legit. He was like on the list. Pictures.
Really?
You've never heard of this?
No. It's okay. I believe you.
This is not April Fools. Swear to God.
All right, you don't have to search in your phone.
Well, you didn't believe me.
I'll believe you. As long as I don't know why anybody would make that up. So I'll believe you. I'm not going to believe any photo you show me because all photos are probably AI. All right. Well, have a night. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself. I don't know what he's doing. He looks happy enough, I guess. Let's talk about our experience Saturday night.
He looks happy enough. His facial expression doesn't change. He's also dead.
Well, he wasn't in the picture. That's a different story.
Somebody else, Ghost was pressing the buttons.
So at Saturday night, we were lucky enough to be invited to go be part of the Windy City Bulls broadcast.
Also, I just want to say something. First of all, I'm wearing my Simpsons pants again because they're awesome. Second of all, Henry Drell before the game was wearing basically the same thing, but it was Kirby, I don't know what character he's from, but he's the pink guy that eats everything, the cartoon. Yes. And he was wearing basically the same pants that I'm wearing. And I said, Dad, see, my Simpsons pants aren't that ridiculous. And he was like, well, those are cooler. And he was just doing it to cover himself.
Well, because, Drell came out for pre-warm-ups wearing pajama pants.
He looked good.
He played well.
Yeah, Jalen Harris. Lord.
The game was insane.
Yeah,
the game was
fun.
Absolutely.
Glenn Robinson loves talking shit.
Yes, he does.
Crazy.
Yes, he does.
Like, he doesn't stop.
Well, I mean, he's, 33?
30-something.
Whatever he is.
And slam dunk champion. He's been in the league. He was a veteran.
And attended Harvard Business School.
Yeah.
I think he graduated Harvard Business School. I don't know. Look, if he's having fun, good for him. But I was lucky enough to get to do color for the TV broadcast. And this idiot was a production assistant. He was technically the timeout coordinator, functioning as the red cap. So he was at press row right in the middle of everything, telling the referees when to start the game and timing out all the – and you'd never done that before.
Nope.
And they just basically talked you through it as if you were had to land a plane. It was pretty good.
I came up to you before the game, I'm like, what the hell am I doing?
Right. Well, I thought you were going to take notes and give me notes on the game. And he comes up and he's like, Dad, I'm kind of stressed out. They're asking me, I don't know what they're asking me to do. I'm trying to get it all figured out.
And I did fine. Yeah. I think. I caught on to it quickly. I didn't screw anything up.
I wouldn't know if you did.
Didn't seem like it. Nobody said anything.
And it was dog night, too. So there were a bunch of cute doggos walking around.
Yeah, they're all police dogs.
Well, at the end, the ones we saw were all police dogs. You're not supposed to pet police dogs, right?
I don't think so.
And I know the airport, they said...
There were a lot of cute dogs sitting in the upper row. It was loud in there.
Yeah, it was. It was crazy loud at the end.
Well, how many people do you think were there? 6,000?
Maybe six. Yeah. I mean, it's a big arena. So
for a G League team, it's a big arena. And, I mean, that court... It's a nice court. It really is a nice arena, and it was really fun. It really was. I love going to those games.
You played in that arena,
huh?
You played
hockey. I played hockey in that.
You had a playoff win in that arena back when they had ice down on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad. That was see now that
I want to play basketball there. Every single time I go there, all I want to do is get a basketball and just shoot around. Seems like the best time ever.
You were working. You don't get to shoot around when you're working. That's not how it works. All right. So you like the Bulls tonight as 2-point favorites?
They're going to manage to screw it up. But
you think so?
I don't know. Bogdanovich is going to have 35.
Caruso's likely playing. They
depress me.
Now, DeSumo's likely playing also. However, usually when they match up with the Hawks.
DeSumo's on Trae Young.
Correct. And he's been Trae Young kryptonite. Can he guard Bogdanovich or do you put... Well, you're going to have to put Caruso on Murray.
So Bogdanovich, probably. I don't know.
What? And Capella is going to just clobber
Vooch. Just the Bulls. Just the Bulls
Yes, but you're currently hosting a podcast about the Bulls.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Yes.
Thanks for letting me know.
Yes. All right, let's get to the showdown. College showdown to now be different kinds of trivia questions because we were running out of guys for the college stuff. So
we'll have more next season.
More college guys?
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like doing stuff. All right. So you go first.
All right. So. There in Bulls history,
okay.
There have been 13 players to have multiple 40 plus two or more 40 point games in a Bulls uniform. Can you name the 13 or as many as possible?
13 players to have two or more 40 point games
in a Bulls uni.
Okay. Zach LaVine, Michael Jordan.
That's two. Yeah. You got it's it. Two Michael, and one. Yeah. One and two.
Okay. Gilmore.
Yes, with two.
Ben Gordon.
Yes, with four.
Did Reggie Theus do it?
With five. You've got five so far.
There's going to be some funky ones on this probably. And this is all-time team history. Bob Love.
With third at 13. So that's six.
Chet Walker?
Yes, with three. That's seven.
Pippen?
Yes, he has five. So that's eight.
Pretty good, though, right?
Yeah, keep going.
There's five left. Orlando Woolridge?
Orlando? No, he had one. I remember I checked.
Okay. Ow! Hey, man, that was a hell of a run right there.
That was pretty good.
That was actually pretty good.
So you're missing fourth. Fifth, 10th, 11th, and 13th.
I'm trying to think how like old time we're going to get here.
There's only one of these guys that is old time.
Did Johnny Kerr do it?
No.
Oh, no, he came. He was he was too old because he was coaching.
Number one overall pick, the old guy.
A number one overall.
Not pick. By the Bulls.
Oh. And he did it when? In the 70s?
60s. Late 60s.
Wasn't Nate Thurmond, was it?
Nope.
A number one overall pick, not by the Bulls, and he did it in the 60s.
This is easily the hardest one on the list.
Give me his initials.
BB.
Bob Boozer?
Yep.
Woo. That's a tough one.
Yeah, that was the hardest one. So now you have four, which is easy, five, which is easy, 10, which is easy.
I'm trying.
11 is.
I'm trying to think.
Sort of. I mean, you know, 10, 11, 12, and 13 are all at two.
I'm trying to think of like a modern ish somebody. I mean,
one of them is crazy easy, and I can't believe you haven't guessed him.
Crazy easy?
Like, I would have thought you would have gotten him right off the bat.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think of scorers from the various eras. Derek.
Yes, a 10, but that's not the player I was thinking of. He only had 2.
Really?
In the Bulls union, yeah.
And there are...
So you have 4, 5, and 11. 11 is the slightly harder one. Pretty relatively difficult. Not the hardest, not the easiest. The other two you should 100% get.
Deng didn't do it.
Don't think that deep. Don't try to... Don't think too hard.
Kukoc?
No. Don't think you're thinking too hard.
I'm thinking too hard.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean I'm thinking too hard?
Come on. You're going to feel really stupid.
Is the number retired?
No.
Is the play... It's no current... Nobody's still current...
Yes!
Currently playing.
Yes! Two players are currently playing. One of them is currently playing on the Bulls.
That has a couple of 40s?
He has 12 as a Bull. That is currently playing as a Bull.
Vooch?
No.
No, Vooch has 2, right?
He has 1.
Against Golden State,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Come on.
The Bulls? On the Bulls. Healthy.
Healthy. Oh, my God.
Is that Kobe White?
No, you haven't guessed this guy yet.
I mean, guess which
not
guy?
Not Levine, not Vucevic, it's...
What do you mean? It's... What?
Who is the Bulls' core? James knows.
Right now, you've got Kobe White, you've got Io, you've got Caruso, you've got Vucevic... Yeah, Patrick Williams.
This has to be a joke.
What? Zach? I said Zach.
Not Zach. The other guy that is good at basketball. On the Bulls. Are you pranking me?
I was pranking you.
Are you? Were you actually?
No. Who is it?
DeRozan! You didn't say DeRozan!
Oh, I didn't. I thought I said DeMar.
No, you didn't say DeRozan. Oh, you said Zach.
I thought I said DeMar.
No, you said Zach.
Oh, I think.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
In my head, I had.
That is awful.
No. I thought I'd already said him.
No.
Okay. In my head, I thought I'd said him already.
You're an idiot.
I thought I said it already.
Look at this guy.
I thought
I said it already. It doesn't make up for the fact that you're
stupid. I didn't know what you were talking about. I thought I said it already.
You didn't. I said the Bulls core, and you didn't even mention DeRozan.
I thought I'd mentioned him.
No.
Ugh. This is annoying. Now 11.
Two more. You got 5 and 11.
All right, give me their initials.
No.
No?
No. Too easy.
What?
They're both, one of them is currently playing not on the Bulls, and he's very good. One of them,
Jimmy.
Jimmy, yes. And the last guy was on the Bulls a while ago, but long career, really good player. Played on a bunch of teams.
Long career, really good player, played a bunch of teams. Well, that's, I mean, Taj would be that, no. But he never scored that way.
He's known to be a scorer, like pure scorer.
And you did relatively recent on the Bulls?
No.
Oh.
I don't have much memory of him as a Bull.
Oh. Was he drafted by the Bulls? It's not Lauri Markkanen.
It's not Lauri Markkanen. Hold on. I don't know I think you might have
been. I don't know. Give me the initials.
No.
Why not?
Too easy.
Why the initials give it away?
He was selected by Cleveland but traded to the Bulls. And he started his career with the Bulls. My guess is it was a draft night trade.
A draft night trade of a Cleveland.
Yes, traded draft day deal to the Bulls. So played his first 4 years of his career with the Bulls.
I think Charles Oakley was drafted by, wasn't he?
Started his career in 2000, played until 2020.
Oh.
Jamal Crawford.
Oh, okay. Okay, good
That's
name.
Why I wouldn't give you the initials because it was too easy.
All right, mine is fairly.
DeMar DeRozan.
I thought I said it.
God.
I thought I said it.
That's no excuse. Stop making up excuses. If the roles were reversed and that happened to me, you would be making fun of me and laughing your ass off as you did about my Simpsons pants, which are awesome.
I thought I said it.
Lame.
Okay.
Everybody boo Dan Bernstein
boo.
Right now.
All right.
Dad, I can see your phone. Turn away.
There are two players this season with the following. There are
Turn your phone away.
You can't. It's too small for you to read.
No, it's not. I have my glasses on.
There are two. There you go. There are two players this season with over 1,000 points, 300 rebounds, 350 assists, and 190 or more three-point field goals made.
Jokic.
No.
Two players this season.
Yep.
Anthony Davis?
No.
So you said 1,000 points, 300 rebounds, 350 assists, and 190 threes?
Yep.
I'm assuming there are no Bulls.
You assume wrong.
Vooch?
No.
DeRozan?
No.
Kobe?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. LeBron?
No.
Another Bull?
No. No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Is it a star?
Yeah.
Kawhi?
No.
Paul George?
No.
I don't want any hints. Jalen Brunson?
No. Bigger star than that.
Halliburton?
No.
Bigger star. Not Curry. Is it Curry?
No.
KD?
Nope.
Booker?
Nope.
Not Jimmy?
Nope. Bigger.
Like star?
Yeah.
Luka?
Yeah.
Okay.
Luka. Luka and Kobe White. And I got this from the Bulls official PR campaign for Kobe White's most improved player candidacy. They put that he is the second highest jump in points per game among qualified players. But this is what they're saying about most. They're using this. And sometimes these threshold stats can be misleading.
Right. Like the Thaddeus Young one.
Sometimes the threshold stats are misleading.
Where the other, I forgot what it was. It was like 12 points. Five assists,
right.
And six rebounds
but
on some
how about
field
that?
Percent. It was like Magic, Larry, LeBron, Jordan, yes. And Thad Young.
Yeah, only Luka Doncic and Kobe White have 1,000 points, 300 rebounds, 350 assists, and 190 three-point field goals.
Sick.
There you have it. All right, so that is your pre-game Bulls and whatever is left of the Atlanta Hawks.
Mark.
I thought I said it!
I'm not going to let this go. I said it. You lose.